I'm very excited. I've seen some people I haven't seen in a while, so what a blessing that's been for me. My background is in IT. I started out as a developer and a database designer, and quickly moved into leadership. And then I've rotated and led in all areas of IT. So I wanted to share that with you just to give you a feel for my experience within the IT field and the different people I've led and the different teams I've led. I've led all different sizes of teams. I have relationships with team members, with my friends, with my family. And the activity that I'm going to do with you today not only will benefit you with your work relationships, but also your personal relationships. And when I've done this in the past, quite honestly, I have people give me feedback later that said it. They were so happy they were able to use it in their personal lives because it helped their relationships with friends, family, and children. So I hope you'll engage in this today and learn from it and be able to use it in your life. One of the things I will share with you is that I learned this through a program called Rapport, the actual name. Rapport takes people out into the desert near Area 51. It's a whole program you go through. This is a small part of that. There are many other things that I learned, but I didn't have time today to take you through all that, so we're going to do one. And today's topic on Rapport is around learning styles and the benefits of understanding people's learning styles and how you can use that to have them walk away from you going, you know, that I really like that person. I'm not exactly sure why, but I like them. And it also teaches you how to argue better in case you ever need that in your personal life. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and kick it off. What I need for you to do is I need for you to pair up, and I need you to take your chairs. It's two people. Face your partner, okay? Whoever you want to pair up with, just pair up. I definitely need you facing.
Is there anyone who's left without a partner? Are we missing one? Who's left without a partner?
Anybody missing a partner?
I'm just making sure before I have to do three that we don't have someone. Okay, I think we're good to go. So yes, you're going to do three. I'll explain how that's going to work. So what I need you to decide, first of all, I need you seated, not touching, but I need you seated knee to knee. So you guys need to knee to knee. So you all are going to have to kind of do it like this.
Share the barrier.
Okay. Somebody needs to be A, somebody needs to be B. So beside that, then you're all
space.
Somebody should be C.
Okay.
All right, are we good?
Yes.
All right, here's what I'm going to ask of you. So for the A's, you're going to go first. So I'm going to give you some things that you need to say to your partner, who's B. B, your responsibility right now is to clearly observe your partner. I want you to watch everything about them as they answer, specifically focusing from shoulders up and really honing in on eye movement. Okay? And when you're done, I need you to remember that because at the end of the activity, we're going to use that information so everybody will understand what your learning style is. Okay? And if you already know your learning style, that's great. You can help your partner understand theirs. Okay? And then we're going to reverse it. Okay, is everybody ready?
Ready.
All right, A. I'm going to say a few words, and I want you looking at your partner, and I want you to tell them what these words mean to you. Now, mind you, through this activity, I'm going to cut you off at times because I'm going to get what I need without you rambling on for 20 minutes, okay? So it'll be quick. All right, the first word, tell your partner what tree means to you. Okay. Tree with leaves. Tree with leaves. Okay. Next word. Tell your partner what friendship means to you.
It's hard.
Give yourself.
Okay. Next word. Tell your partner what magic means to you. Okay, next question for you to answer for your partner. Please tell your partner where you went on your last vacation and what that was like. Okay. Next question. What letter comes after the letter P in the alphabet? Okay. All right, last question for the A's. If you could create and imagine the perfect vacation, describe to your partner what that would look like for you. Okay, that's good on that. All right. So A's, do you feel like you did a good job of observing your partner and you have some things in your head about your partner? I'm sorry, B's, yes. Did you observe for your partner? Okay, keep that in your mind. Okay, so now we're going to switch. All right. So this time I'm talking to the B's. All right, B's, tell your partner what the following word means to you. Desk. Okay. Next word. Tell your partner what the word dog means to you. Okay. Next word. Tell your partner what the word eclipse means to you. Okay. All right, next, describe for your partner where you last went on vacation. Okay. Now answer the question, what comes after the letter F in the alphabet?
G.
Okay. Next, I want you to think of and imagine the most wonderful place on earth where you could go for a vacation and describe that to your partner. What would that look like? Stop on that. Who over here in this group did not get to describe their perfect vacation?
I've been
Well, no, we need to know your learning style too. So what I would like for you to do is describe for them, what look at them and tell them what your idea, if you could create the perfect vacation, what that would look like.
Okay.
All right, for the rest of you, you can come back to your normal seating position. Okay, you should be good. You should be good over here. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so do you feel like that you were able to observe the eye movements and the body movements and the language of your partner for that second round? All right, so now what I would like you to do, here's how this works. There are three different learning styles. We all have all three of them in us, but most have a dominant one. And your dominant one is the one that's going to show up typically right away. And if you're even, and we'll get into that, you're going to see somebody who's got more even, you'll see that in their movements as well. So visual people, when they're answering questions, they look up to the left or right. Their eye movements go up, left, or right. That's a visual, primary visual learner. Auditory learners, their eyes go left or right, like over their ears. Okay. Kinesthetic people, their eyes go down, left, or right. So visual means you learn by seeing. Auditory means you learn by hearing. And kinesthetic means you learn by touch. Interestingly, in most school systems today, they still only teach two of the learning styles, which is visual and auditory. Most kinesthetic learners have to adjust to that and learn in those forms, which sometimes can be impactful. So now what I would like you to do is to tell your partner, based on what you observed, what you believe their primary learning style is. So everybody exchange that. Okay. Is everybody good? Do we have anyone in the audience who your partner told you, I have no idea what your learning style is?
I'm there because she looked me in the eye the entire time.
Okay. All right, well, I will get back to you towards the end. And we'll make sure she's very clear on what her learning is. She's probably very close, but there's other things about her that I've observed. Like when I'm watching you all, there's other things, and I'm going to share those with you. It's not just eye movement. Okay, first question, how many, if you're a visual learner, raise your hand. Okay, and I will tell you most of the times when I do this, there tend to be more visual learners in the audience. All right, auditory. Okay, and then kinesthetic. And that usually happens to very few kinesthetics. And I knew that Frank was a kinesthetic.
Can you say again what kinesthetic means?
You learn by touch.
Okay.
So, tell me when I had you answer the question, tell me about the last vacation you were on, and then I had you describe the perfect vacation. Can anyone share what their partner's eyes, do you remember what your partner's eyes did on those two questions? Like, let's take a visual, one of the visual people.
I was visual.
Yeah.
He's an auditory, so is that what you're sampling?
What I'm wanting to know is yes, because on one question, their eye movement goes one way. Now, for an auditory, it's either going to go left or right.
So his perfect vacation, he explained the castle in Germany, and he immediately darted to his right ear. I mean, just immediately over. And I thought that was interesting to pull your thought from there.
So that was his, the one he remembered or one he was creating?
That was the one he was, the answer's both. So he did that. He performed the eye dart to write on both questions.
On both. Interesting. Okay. Anybody else observe anything, a difference when they were answering the question?
Paul, when he was talking about something that he did, like his vacation, he didn't really look either way. But when I asked him to describe a perfect vacation, he did look to the right, his right.
Thank you, Isla. Okay.
Yeah, Mike did the same thing, like to the right and up.
Okay. So, not that I would ever want you to use this in any type of way, but this is what detectives often use. When you're recalling, your eye movement goes to the right. So, visuals upright, auditory right, kinesthetic right. So if you're asking your kid or your significant other or somebody that works for you something that they did and they're sitting in front of you and they do a recall movement, they're recalling. They're not recall, they're creating the story. If they're doing the recall of an actual event and they're telling you the truth, that they're going to go left. Okay? So it's a little...
They're making it up if they went to the right. But he's recalling his journey. A German thing.
That's why I like it. That's had to do him again. Yes, I wasn't going to hold in on that.
It's
all right.
They all
okay. So here's some other tips for you that I want to share with you on learning styles. All right. First one. This is another way you can tell a person's learning style around their posture. So visual people tend to stand straight with their head and their shoulders up. And they'll often sit that way too. Auditory people will have a telephone posture. Their head or their body will be tilted to the side usually. And a lot of times they'll stand with their arms crossed. They'll like to do this. So one time when I did this, when the person didn't know their learning style, I brought the person to the front of the room, and this person was agreeable. I didn't make them do that. And this person was full-blown auditory, okay? And I literally was talking to the person, and because I kept moving, so an auditory is going to keep moving with you because they want to keep their head. They always want to be in an angle. This person literally did a 360 and didn't really realize that I had them do a 360 to prove that they were auditory because they kept turning towards me. Kinesthetic oftentimes have bowed heads, their shoulders down and curved, and they'll often tilt their body forward when they're taking in information. Okay. Breathing, visuals high in the chest. Auditory, it's always like a full range. And kinesthetics are low in the abdomen. Voice, tone, speed, and volume. Visuals are high, clear, fast, and loud. Auditories, they're rhythmic, melodic, variable. And kinesthetics are low, airy, slow, and soft. Okay. All right, rules for looking at them when listening. Now, this is very important at work. And I use this a lot, especially if I'm meeting with new people or I get a new leader or whatever the case may be. So for visuals, because they look to listen, they want to take all of you in. So if you are interacting with a visual person, really one of the bad things that you can do is walk up on them and remove their full view of you. So I recently met someone who, because we had been on Zoom at first, I had figured out this person was visual. Then I met the person on site, and this person was seated behind a desk, and I came in, and so the chair, you know, the guest chair was right there. Because I knew they were visual, instead of like plopping down right there where I'm like kind of right there, I took the chair and I pulled it back. And then I sat down. So I was giving that visual as much of me as I could in the moment because I knew they would be more comfortable talking to me that way. The auditories, they look away to listen. They have a hard time absorbing in if they're having to look straight at something and take in the information. And auditories, they will, look down, okay? Kinesthetic. So one of the things that, I don't know if you all heard this before, I use it a lot, because I'm heavy kinesthetic. So I grew up hearing a lot, look at me when I'm talking to you. That is the worst thing you can do to a kinesthetic. And this applies to children. Everybody's born, like everybody comes into the world with a learning style. So if you're a visual and you're interacting with a kinesthetic, that's night and day difference, right? So you have to decide in the moment, am I going to extend the extra energy to build a rapport with this person and put myself in a situation where I may not be as comfortable, but I want the other person to be comfortable. And that's why this is valuable, right? If you know that, you can make the decision to interact with this person in a way that's in their learning style. Under stress, I like this one. This applies to home and work a lot. Visuals tend to be blamers. And they're probably all going, I'm not a blamer. But visuals tend to be blamers. Auditories are distractors. Auditories are their distractors. And kinesthetics are placators by nature. And then eye elevation in relation to others. So if visual is going to typically have their eyes higher, okay? So if they're looking, like if they're looking, their eyes are going to be up. Auditories, their eyes are going to be going side to side. They're going to be looking around. And kinesthetics, again, they're going to be below. They're going to be down. And then gestures. So a visual, this is another way, if you're sitting in a room and you're getting ready to do a presentation, and you have the opportunity to observe your audience before you start, this is helpful too. Visuals will stare, they'll doodle, they'll rub their eyes, their eyes will be focused, they'll gaze above their head to think or search for an answer. That's one of the obvious ones for me. Auditories, they'll finger tap, they'll whistle, they'll often lean in on their hands, and they'll turn away, oftentimes when they're trying to think of an answer to something. Kinesthetics, they'll pat their stomachs, fidget, they flush deeply, which I do, by the way. I flush very deep, like I'll flush easily. They rely on their feelings for answers, and they'll move and rock a lot. So I think that's like helpful too with the movements with anybody in your life. Spacing, visuals, this is where I'm saying they need to see the whole person. Auditory, they need to be close enough where they can hear you. And then kinesthetics will place themselves as close as possible. So if you were a visual and the kinesthetic wants to come up and hug you, that's always a problem, right? And that's one of the things I had to learn early in my career. I used to go around in the morning to my employees in the days when we had cubicles, hired cubicles, and I would go, good night, step in their cube, good morning. And little did I know that at the time that was awful for the visuals and auditory. So I stopped doing that once I learned that. Now, emotionally, this is the one that's good for home. So visuals will stare when they're angry, they cry easily, and they beam when they're happy. Auditories blow up verbally, and they'll soon calm down, and they express their feelings verbally. Kinesthetics will pound and slam doors when angry and then leave, and they hug and jump for joy when they're happy. So if you think about any moments where you've had some situations, it's pretty easy to tell what someone's learning style is. And for people who've learned to manage it, you'll see that a lot at work. Like if you've ever seen someone get upset at work, oftentimes people have been trained to manage themselves, okay? But if all the other things are at play and you're really observing the whole person, even if they try to cover that up, you'll be able to tell what their learning style is. Problem solving for a visual. They're deliberate, they plan in advance, they're organizers, and they write out their thoughts. Auditories like to talk out their problems, weigh the pros and cons, learn by verbal instruction. And kinesthetic, they are outrageous, they attack problems impulsively, and they learn by doing. So if you have someone on your team, and I recently, someone I'm mentoring has someone on his team, they feel like she's having problems learning. She's not keeping the information. And so I taught him this. And I said, so when you have your next one-on-one with her, because she's young, she's new to the field, I said, I think it would be good for you to get her learning style, because it could be you're all trying to teach her in a learning style that's not her primary. And he came back to me, and he did know he figured it out, and they did adjust her learning and the way they're teaching her, and she's doing better. And she even told him she feels better about her role and taking in. And he never told her what he had done, but she just feels better. So that's a good thing. Appearance, I like this one because this is one of my easier ways to pick people out. So visuals are neat, meticulous, tailored, and usually everything matches. Auditories, matching is not important at all. And then for kinesthetics, they like casuals, soft knits, and fabrics that feel good. So that's usually, because people usually when they dress and they come, and especially if they're in a casual event, then you see their true style. And you can really like spot, for me, visuals are the easiest to spot because they do match. And usually people are like, I really like that. I mean, your belt matches your shoes and your shirt and your tailor, the whole thing. Memory. Visuals remember faces, they forget names, and they take notes. Kinesthetics, auditory remember names, forget faces, and they remember by auditory repetition. And kinesthetics, they remember best what was done, not what was seen or heard. And touching, visuals will touch their chin a lot, auditories will touch their ears, and kinesthetics will touch the other person or themselves. And that's, again, kinesthetics, we have to keep ourselves under control. So one of the things I want to share with you to leave this with you is a personal, this. So how it helps me in work is you can imagine, if you take the time to master this and you extend the energy, I'm telling you right now, it has helped my career. I feel like part of the success of my career is because I am able to do these types of things. It's important to me to learn how to interact with people and for them to have the best experience possible. Because if you do that, then your teams get engaged and they produce some really outstanding results for the company. But I'm going to flip to the personal. My significant other is visual. And so there were times when I'd be leaving work, and this was done before the pandemic when I was going in every day. And I would get on the phone and call him. And I would start talking about stuff we're going to do. And I'm like, all right, we got invited to such and such for Saturday. We'll go on Sunday. There's a ball game on Thursday. And when I would get home, I sensed that he was irritated. I almost sensed he was irritated on the phone a little bit at times, you know. And so once I figured this out, what I realized is trying to talk to him on the cell phone on the way home was not part of his learning style. So I altered my behavior. And now when I talk to him, I'm in front of him, and I'm telling you, it made a huge difference. So I just encourage you all to take all this in. I hope you'll take away and benefit from it, and I appreciate your time today. Thank you.